Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Jim Green. Jim, you've been on the program before. Welcome back.
Great, thanks. Good to be here.
So you're Mr. Security at Intel.
Well, I certainly enjoy having a role in security representing the server product platforms.
And we recently made some announcements of some technologies that we'll be embedding in our future server platforms. Can you tell me what those are?
Yeah, so we've got two key features that we're starting to roll out with the Westmere product releases. We're going to have AES-NI, which is new instructions, so silicon-based capabilities that will enhance cryptographic performance for the AES encryption algorithm, which is a standard adopted by the U.S. government for performing cryptographic operations. So you'll see it in things like SSL sessions, for example. Cryptography is very CPU intensive. It takes a lot of performance.
Sure.
So these new instructions really deliver some big bottom line benefits for people doing, you know, edge of the network, web transaction types of things. And TXT is trusted execution technology for securing and verifying launch of software.
So let's talk about the data center itself. Does this help at the client end as well? Is there a connection there?
Absolutely. I mean, the security risks come from all vectors, right? It's internal, it's external. The attacks are getting much more sophisticated, and you need different levels of protections. TXT gives you an additional level of protection to protect that software infrastructure, so you can protect against software-based attacks. AES-NI helps you in case you are attacked, you've got the data encrypted, so you're not suffering huge breaches. People who are trusting you with their data, you can say, I'm protecting it to the best of my possible extent.
Okay. Why don't you just walk me through how an instruction would enter the microprocessor, how it would be processed, exactly how that works.
In the AES-NI set, there are seven new instructions.
Mm-hmm.
There are two instructions for doing encryption.
Mm-hmm.
There are two instructions for doing decryption. There are two instructions for doing key generation for each round of processing. And there's an instruction for carryless multiplication. There's a lot of math going on to compute keys and whatnot in the encryption algorithm. Encryption is usually an iterative process. You're going to manipulate the data several times over, and that's why it's so CPU intensive. Traditionally, if you do it in software, you're calling a library to do the encryption for you, and it's processing over the data, turning it from what we call clear text into encrypted data. AES-NI instructions basically shorten the number of steps that has to do this, and the carryless math makes the actually computation component go much faster.
Does the software industry need to do anything to take advantage of these capabilities?
Sure, they may need to make some small changes. It's generally a recompile, so they can recognize that acceleration is available to them, and Intel's provided a bunch of tools to enable that process to be much more seamless.
If we look at TXT, how do you see that technology nesting with all the other platform technologies that we're bringing into our server platforms, and how does it work with things like virtualization, with energy efficiency, anything like that?
It really is complementary here. So we're taking advantage of things like VT to help further extend the isolation into the launch time. TXT provides the measurement foundation to say, is this software what I expect to launch? Is that hypervisor environment robust and secure? It provides infrastructure for that software to protect itself. So if you're putting more eggs in that basket, we're helping to really protect that basket.
Now, I've heard a term compliance when it comes to this. Can you explain a little bit about why that would enter the picture in terms of TXT?
A lot of compliance is regulatory compliance is saying, did you meet what the regulation says? And TXT provides you the ability to say, yes, I measured that software. I know exactly what components launched. I blocked things that weren't supposed to launch, and I can remotely attest to it. So one of the functions is a TPM, a trusted platform module. That's a component of a TXT-enabled system. You can remotely query that and say, give me the configuration, and they can give you a algorithmically hashed, cryptographically sealed saying, yes, this is what launched on that platform.
And how has the end customer reaction been to this technology so far?
It's been really gratifying. That's been my payback for doing the security thing, where you can't really talk about a lot of things. Now that we're starting to expose this and getting the recognition and seeing the people saying, yeah, we had that problem, or you know what? We expect we're going to have more of this problem because we see the attacks growing. Intel's really given me things that solve problems today as well as future-proof against some of these emerging threats in the future.
So working on the security stuff, does it make you not trust people in general, or do you worry about, like, nefarious attacks at home as well?
Honestly, Allison, some of our internal discussions and our planning meetings, and we look at the threat analysis vector, I want to go home and unplug my system and mm-hmm. encase it in cement and throw it away. Now, you have to counterbalance that. You have to enable access.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about it as we get ready to launch Westmere, and I can't wait to see the entire ecosystem line up with us at launch to support this technology. Thanks for being with us today, Jim.
Great, thank you.